bei der Mönchste Peter Gelmeut, Peter Tofst en Ges Habache, Menachem Silber.
I would like to start with a shaila, which Be'ez Hashem will never happen, but unfortunately sometimes it does. Someone who finds Chometz and Cholomoyot on Yom Tov, what does he have to do with it? So the Gemara Pesachim says, someone who finds Chometz and Cholomoyot, he has to burn it on the spot. The problem is, on Yom Tov, where there's Issa Avara, if she's not allowed to burn it, what's the din? So there's a klal that Malacha on Yom Tov for Ichel Nefesh, Malacha that you need for food on Yom Tov is Mutah. There's another klal that Malacha, which is Mutah Letzerach, Malacha which is Mutah for Tzerach Ichel Nefesh, this Malacha cannot become Mutah also if you don't need it for Ichel Nefesh, as long as there is some Tzerach for this Malacha. Therefore, allowed to carry maksa to shulay yom tov, allowed to push a buggy. It's malacha which is it's not for echel nefesh, but since it's mutter for echel nefesh and there is still a need for it, it's mutter. Oba the Shulchan Aruch says that even if there is a tzarech, if this tzarech is not a tzarech yom tov, or it's not a tzarech haguf, or it's not a tzarech that you need for yourself, it's also. I explain to the Mishnah Berurah. That's why the mechaber asks to burn Challah, which you mafresh on Yom Tov, because this is not Tzerech Yom Tov, you don't need to burn on Yom Tov, and it's not Tzerech Aguf, because you can't have it's also banos, it's not, you can't have banos Aguf, it's not Tzerech Aguf, therefore it's also. The Shaila is Basrefas Chomet. Is it Tzerech Yom Tov because you're not allowed to have the Chomet on Yom Tov, and therefore it's Mutter to burn on Yom Tov, or because you can't have banos from it, so it's not Tzerech Aguf, is it also? The Gemara in Pesach involved on base says, "Hamotzei chametz for Pesach, kof olav kli." Someone who finds chametz on Pesach, he has to turn over a keli onto it. He's not allowed to burn it. Or what Rashi says that it's talking about where you are mevatel this chametz on erev Yom Tov. He said, "Kol chamir, you mevatel the chametz." So therefore, there's no issa deraisa or bali yira bali yamot. It's only issa derabonon. Xera, maybe you're going to end up eating this chametz, and for that, it's enough to be kof olav kli. So is Mudur Kmirash that if you are not Mavafli, whether there is Issa Deraisa, then you're allowed to burn it. But the Rambam says, Faket, the Rambam starts with Aloch Lefichachim Loibitl Kedem Shesh, talking about where you are not Mavafli, and it finishes off, Chayav Levare Bechol Ischim Tzen, and whenever you find this Chometz, you have to burn it. Oba the Matsubi Yom Tov, Kofal of Kli, Adla Erev Mavare. If you find Ayom Tov, you have to be Kofal of Kli, which means that you're not allowed to burn it, even if you're not Mavafli, whether it's Issa Deraisa. Feng Rishonim of the Rambam, the Rishonim ask, why the Rambam asked to burn the Chometz? It's Tzerech Yom Tov. You're not allowed to have the Chometz in Yom Tov. And we know them, Tzerech Shotu Letzerech, or Tzerech Shotu Letzerech Achila. So why is the Rambam asked? So the Kesem Mishnah answers that the Dinam Mitoch, this Dinam Mitoch Shotu Letzerech, or Tzerech Shotu Letzerech, is only said, the whole din of Echel Nef, of Melach, which is Mutav Echel Nef Shal Yom Tov, is only said by Anah Shal Echel Nefesh. Only a hanor which is suitable for everyone, which everyone wants. Only such hanor is mutar yom tov. And the Kesem Mishnah understands that this hanor, if it has to be a hanor shavle chal nefesh, a hanor which is suitable for every guf, has to be hanor saguf to be suitable for every guf. If it's not hanor saguf, it's not suitable for anyone. And therefore, tzerich mitzvah like tzerifas chometz, which is not a hanor saguf, there's no bodily hanor from burning the chometz. That's why it's also because it's not Shavu L'chol Nefesh, and that's one of the Tanoim for being Mutter. And therefore, the Rambam asks us to burn Chometz on Pesach, on Yom Tov. The Kasha on this Pshat is that there are Mefurash and Mishnayos which say that Tzerech Mitzvah is Mutter on Yom Tov. The Mishnah says that you're allowed to carry a child on Yom Tov to take him to his bris, you're allowed to carry the Arbaminim on Yom Tov to be Yotze with them, so you see clearly that Tzerech Mitzvah is Shavu L'chol Nefesh, and therefore it's Mutar Yom Tov. So why does the Kesem Mishnah say that it's also? So the Adaras brings a new Pshat in the Kesem Mishnah. He says that when the Kesem Mishnah says that the reason the Rambam asks us to burn Chometz on Yom Tov is because it has to be Shavu L'chol Nefesh, it doesn't mean that it has to be Tzerech HaGuf. He means that Tzerech HaChometz is not Shavu L'chol Nefesh. Tzerech HaChometz, not everyone can be it. Not everyone can do it, or not everyone wants to do it. And now I will explain this din of Shavu L'chol Nefesh, and why it's not Shavu L'chol Nefesh over here. We'll start with the pasuk, Parshas Bo. The pasuk says, "Echa she'achil lechol nefesh, hu levado yaser lechem." That's the makor for the din of shavu lechol nefesh. That only a malacha which is shavu lechol nefesh is allowed to be done on Yom Tov. The Gemara of Shabbos explains, and the Gemara brings a mashal that there are certain types of food which only rich people eat. Poor people do not eat them. Such a food, says the Gemara, because if you offer it, even if you offer it to a poor person, he won't want it. He doesn't like it. Only rich people like it. Therefore, it's also to do on Yom Tov, because it's not Shavu Lechol Nefesh. Or if you have a food which is expensive, and therefore only rich people eat it. But if you'd offer it to a poor person, he'd take it happily. He just doesn't eat it because he can't afford it. Such a food is called Shavu Lechol Nefesh. Shavu Lechol Nefesh means that everyone wants it. If Be'etzim everyone wants it, just can't take it, that's called Shavu Lechol Nefesh. Says that there. So if so, this mitzvah of Tashbis, of Serifas Chometz, is not Shavu Lechol Nefesh. Because, how are you going to be mekayem this mitzvah of Shavu Lechol Nefesh? First you have to find Chometz in your house, and only then can you burn it. Most people don't want to find Chometz in their house on Pesach. So therefore it's not Shavu Lechol Nefesh. If it's not Shavu Lechol Nefesh, it's also to do on Yom Tov, and that's why the Rambam asks us to burn the Chometz on Yom Tov. The kasha is, of course it's Shavu Lechol Nefesh. On Erev Yom Tov, everyone makes a fire, makes surface chametz. That's the same mitzvah of Tashbisu. So everyone's doing it. Why is it not Shavu Lechol Nefesh? Elamai, we're going to have to be mechalu. We're going to have to make a difference between the mitzvah of Tashbisu on Erev Yom Tov and the mitzvah of Tashbisu on Yom Tov. That on Yom Tov, Elechanama, on Erev Yom Tov, everyone does it, and it's Shavu Lechol Nefesh. But on Yom Tov, we're going to have to say that it's not Shavu Lechol Nefesh. And the this is Taila on a Chakira of the Nechas Chinuch. The Nechas Chinuch has a big Chakira, a famous Chakira. He discusses what is the Geder of the Mitzvah of Tashbis. Is it a Sheva Al Tasa? And the Mitzvah is to make sure you don't have Chometz in your house on Pesach, and every minute you don't have Chometz in your house on Pesach, you make a Maaseh. Or is the Aseh to positively destroy Chometz? And the only way you make this Aseh is by burning chametz or destroying it. He brings an afkimena. The Melech Eschinuch brings an afkimena that if it comes to Erev Pesach and someone doesn't have any chametz in his house, he's gotten rid of all the chametz 2 days before Pesach. By the time it comes to Erev Pesach, he's got no chametz left, so he can't destroy any chametz. So if he the first said that's Sheval Tase, he doesn't have any chametz in his house on Pesach, so can I say? Obviously for the second said that's a kumva say to burn the chametz. And he's not got any chometz to burn, so he's not over on that say because he doesn't have any chometz in his house, so he's not mekayim either. And l'chor it's the same thing as the mitzvah of tzitzis. The mitzvah of tzitzis is that if you have four corners, you have to put on tzitzis. So if someone does not have four corners, he's not over on that say because he doesn't have four corners, so he's not mekayim either. The same thing here, if you're the second child, if you don't have chometz, you're not over on that say, but you're not mekayim either, you're not mekayim that say of burning. Dr. Adaris, Obazoi, the mitzvah of Tashbisu of Sherifas Chomet is told on this Chakir. Because if the first Tzad, that's a Sheval Tase, then the way you mekayem Aseh is by not having Chomet in your house. And since most Yidin or every Yid doesn't have Chomet in his house on Pesach, so everyone's mekayem Aseh. So it's Zichah, Shavu Lechol Nefesh, even on Yom Tov. Obviously, for the second Tzad, where it's a Kumva Aseh to burn the Chomet, and most people don't want to find chometz. The only way you can be mekayem this aser of burning chometz on Yom Tov is by finding chometz. Most people don't want to find chometz. Most people don't find chometz. Therefore, it's not Shavu Lechol Nefesh on Yom Tov. So even though on Erev Yom Tov everyone's mekayem this, on Erev Yom Tov and Chanama, it's Shavu Lechol Nefesh. But by the time it comes to Yom Tov, it's not Shavu Lechol Nefesh anymore. Therefore, the Rambam asks us to burn the chometz on Yom Tov. I'm not sure, but I think the way it works is if you'd offer it to a person, if you'd offer someone to be able to push up, to have a baby and push the buggy, he'd take it. If he offers someone to find chometz and burn it, he won't want it. The Shulchan Aruch says that someone who finds Chametz on Yom Tov should be kofal of Kli, should turn over Keli on, and he's not allowed to burn it. Which is mashma that even if you are not Mavatlit, well, it's Issa Deraisa, then you're not allowed to burn it, you have to be kofal of Kli. Avner Shneburah ben second Sad, who says that the Mechab is only talking about where you were Mavatlit, well, there's no Issa Deraisa. Or if you're not Mavatlit, he holds that you're allowed to burn it. How do you get a case of where you're not Mavatlit Chametz? Everyone says Kol Chamira. So either a simple case where someone partially forgot to say Kol Chamira, and it wasn't Mavatlit Chametz, or basically for the people have the minhag to bake matzahs after Chatzos and Erev Pesach. So if one of the matzahs came out Kfula, came out Chametz, you've got Chametz Gomel on Pesach, you can't Mavatlit Chametz after Sofas Man Sirfas Chametz on Erev Pesach. I'd like to finish off with a shaila. The Gemara says, on the Shulchan Aruch Paskens, that someone who finds Chametz on Cholam Moed has to burn it on the spot. Tonight we're talking about Yom Tov, well, it's Avar. Or if someone who finds Chametz on Cholam Moed, well, there's no Avar, he has to burn it on the spot. The Shail is, how can he burn the Chametz? Even if there's no Avar, the Chametz isn't his. In the times of the Shulchan Aruch, most people did not sell the Chametz. The only people who sold Chametz were people who knew they had Chametz ben, people who knew they had proper Chametz. They went and sold this Chametz that they knew they had. So if someone found Chametz on Pesach, this Chametz had not been sold because you didn't know about it. So therefore you could go and burn it up. Nowadays, where everyone sells all the Chametz they have in the house. So if someone finds Chametz on Pesach, this Chametz has been sold. So it's Takan also Posh, and the person can Takan discuss whether you're allowed to burn the Chametz nowadays, even on Cholam Moed if you find it. I don't know.